Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Pastures and rangeland are the backbone of Nebraska's beef industry. The essential forage is critical to our livestock. On today's Almanac, Extension educator Ben Beckman and UNL Agronomy Horticulture Research Manager Cheryl Dunn discuss how invasive plants in our pastures and ranges threaten our beef industry.
Yeah, so with an invasive species, I mean, they're doing some novel kind of activity to really increase their population. A lot of times they act both like annual and perennial plants where they're producing a lot of seed or they're vegetatively reproducing. And so they come into the state or to an area and they can really get a foothold and start spreading pretty quickly. And usually they're very difficult to kind of eradicate. Noxious has a different kind of category when we think of like needing some level of legislation, but invasives can be just as terrible and not having any value when it comes to our grazing animals or other industry work.
I'd even throw on top of that, Cheryl, besides not having value, sometimes, you know, it's a negative value. It's either pushing out native forage resources. It's something that animals don't like to eat, or a lot of times some of the species that we highlighted in this article can be toxic to livestock if they're eating them in any significant quantity. And so it's really something that when I view it and working with producers, it's going to be affecting our bottom line if these species really get established and start to spread out across the landscape.
Ben and Cheryl talk about the different invasive grasses that could take over our ranges if not managed properly.
We're primarily talking about and highlighted the old world blue stems. So this is Caucasian blue stem and yellow blue stem. These were species that have been introduced. Lot bigger problem down south in the southern plains, and they're working their way up into Nebraska, either just, you know, through spread that kind of happens more naturally, or we're actually, in some cases, there's some pretty good suspicion that we've planted them or transplanted them into the state. And they are, you know, very prolific forage producers. The problem is that, again, you know, it's a forage that is not as palatable or desirable as our native species. You know, a lot of times if this shows up in a pasture or something, you're going to notice it because it's a grass that looks like the cattle should be eating it and they're going to be leaving it alone.
And just to kind of add to that, old world blue stems, they're a little bit different than some of the annual invasive grasses that we see happening in the state, because these are warm season. So when it comes to battling them, they're growing right along with our native warm season plants that we like to have for our forage. And usually the emails I get on this grass is, I have a grass that my cattle won't touch. They come in around stock tanks but really kind of anywhere. And the cattle just prefer to eat the natives and will heavily graze the natives before they ever touch these. Now down south, they've done monocultures and the cattle will eat it and you can have similar weight gains on fertilized old world blue stem monocultures as you do with some natives. But again, you're putting in that fertilizer component. And the crazy thing about this grass is when they went and got specimens over in the Caucasus Mountains in that European region, or Eurasian region, they picked the plant that had been the most heavily grazed for the past 100 years. And so those genetics came over to the U.S. and started in Oklahoma. And that was what was introduced and has kind of been modified even to be that much more aggressive. So that's what we're working with, is genetics from a plant that has been heavily grazed for 100+ years.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.